T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, you know this guy from How to Train Your Dragon in Silicon Valley and Deadpool. He was an emoji. And, of course, here in Pittsburgh for a year, which he's out of my league. Mm-hmm. T.J. Miller is here, and he's going to be at the Improv for 6 doggone shows, 2 a night on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Wow, that's a lot of jokes to tell.
All sold out except for Sunday's second show.
So. Are you? Wow.
And we added the show Sunday night because that's how great Pittsburgh is.
I love you. Well, you're kind of you've spent a lot of time here, and
there's no reason to suck up.
You guys love it here.
If you guys had worse weather, I'd live here. I'm telling you that.
Yeah, we said, we have a guest coming. How about some snow and ice?
I know. No, I love it. I mean, it's so beautiful here all year round. And what I was saying off air is that Kate is coming out here probably Saturday.
Kate's your wife.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Miller.
She's an installation artist, and the Mattress Factory, not to mention the Andy Warhol Museum, but the Mattress Factory is one of the most important installation art museums in the country, even the world.
Maybe the world, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's just so fun here because I like everybody here is kind of hard. You can drink beer out of a boot on Carson Street.
Can drink beer out of a boot in his studio. Yeah. We've actually done it. We're not proud of that.
That's only because you're wearing boots with beer in them.
That's right.
You don't have trench foot. Right, there it is.
Cowboy will offer his boot to you anytime.
Where is home? I know you.
Cowboy always wears 4 boots, 2 with beer in them, 2 with socks. it's great. It's hard drinking. Hard work ethic here, and then also, just cultured, intelligent people. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting fusion. Amazing. I love it.
Yeah, you see some of the smartest people drunk on their ass walking
all the time.
Some of the drunkest people smart on their ass.
That's what makes this city
it's
great.
So funny. And also, Kate's Polish. And so I always get some kielbasa down in the Polish district.
Yakshamash.
You got it.
Say that to her. There you go. Where do you guys live? Are you in New York now?
Yeah, we live in Manhattan. But the joke, and this is from Pittsburgh. So I went downtown to the, not downtown, but to the Polish district.
Yeah,
and I went to a famous kielbasa place. So I got some kielbasa. I knew it was going to be good. Pierogies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I got some, and I'm at the cash register, and I go, I'm trying to make small talk with the woman that works there. You know, actually, my wife is Polish. She goes, oh, yes? What is her name? I said, her last name's Gorny from the hills. That's what it means, from the hills. She goes, oh, Gierny.
Gierny?
And she goes, Gierny. I go, yeah, Gierny. She goes, no, Gierny. And I said, Gierny. And she goes, no. What is her first name? And I said, Kate. She goes, oh, Ketrigyanya.
Oh, God.
I said, Ketrigyanya. She goes, no. Ketrigyanya. And I said, Ketrigyanya. She goes, no. And I said, just give me my kielbasa. Just give me my sausage. I didn't want to, I didn't want a Polish lesson. Just give me my sausage. I called Kate and I told her the story. I told Kate the story and she goes, sausage. It's pronounced sausage. And I seem to always run into that. And on that strip right there, I forget the name of the street, but on that strip, there's like a Steelers. There's just a place where you can buy Pittsburgh shirts.
Right.
Every 10 feet.
Yeah, and then
in
a bar.
So I end up, having an Iron City, buying a shirt. Then I have another Iron City, forget that I bought a shirt, buy another shirt, have a boot of beer, hopefully with Cowboy, buy another shirt. At the end of it, I look like a penguin, an overstuffed penguin.
You throw up the kielbasa and you keep on going. Yeah.
Gotta get more. Last time I came here, actually, we bought some kielbasa from that famous deli. And they cooked it up at the club. Because, you know, the great thing about the Pittsburgh Improv is this is a big food town, as you guys know.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
And so the cooks are like chefs back there. And so the food's really good at the Improv. But we brought the kielbasa, and he sliced it up, cooked it. It was amazing.
Nice.
So every night we had Polish sausage. And on the last night in my rider, I have only three foods. Dried seaweed.
Yeah.
Beef jerky.
Uh-huh. Love it.
And peanut butter.
Oh.
Which I think everybody here has in their car.
Yeah.
Sure. Have in their car.
I have some in my bag.
There you go, right there. And I said, could you do anything with this and the peanut butter? I know that's weird. He's, oh, you better believe it. And he took it.
Wow.
Chopped it up. It was Polish sausage with peanut butter. He put some hot sauce in there. And it was amazing.
Wow.
And at the end of it, I remember going, I can't believe you did. That was so good. And this is very Pittsburgh. He goes, yeah, worked hard on it. And I go, oh, well, it was great. He goes, yeah, I know. And he walked out. I love that. It's, that's the whole, that's like the mentality. It's like, well, I worked hard to make it good. And you go, well, it was great. And, then, and he goes, yeah, I know. What do you think?
What do you think?
What do you think? I worked hard on it to have it be mediocre? No, it's the best peanut butter sausage you'll ever have. Well, it's the only quiet now.
So when you're at Primanti's and you get some kielbasa, say, I want it T.J. Miller style.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Peanut butter, Polish sausage, and hard work. with a touch of love and a little bit of arrogance. Yeah.
Movies coming up? You got movies coming up? Or are you working
on some
stuff?
Right now,
come on.
Listen to this.
Here we go.
And say, hey, I want to see T.J. on Sunday. But twice. So for the matinee, you can go see Underwater. Kristen Stewart and I did this film. It's in theaters right now. And so go to a matinee, see that, get scared, come. I'll sort of calm you down.
Spend a day with
the the trailer for for Underwater, like, I can't even watch.
No,
yeah,
it looks terrifying.
That's like everybody's worst fear is drowning.
Oh, yeah, pretty scary. And it's super claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
But it's nice. You know, of course, I'm doing the comedy. I'm not trying. This isn't my dramatic turn. So it's you know, I'm doing some comedy in it, but it's really fun. It's sort of a thrill ride. We're so inundated, overwhelmed with this, like, you know, it's award season, so
right,
it's,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
So much about that. So it's a nice palate cleanser, and I like movies where you go and it's, you know, fun. You don't have to go, oh wow, that was really, I can't believe Christian Bale cut his hair for that role. So I enjoy the you know, the fun of the thrill ride, and that's
right.
Really what this is. So Underwater, and then I have so many people come up to me all over and say, I love She's Out of My League. That's mm-hmm. my
name. Yes.
And they just love it. And, you know, it's such a distinctly, I almost overdosed on Primanti Brothers. A lot of people, when I say that, they're like,
do.
On what? Heroin? Cocaine? No, it's Primanti Brothers.
Yeah, it was a
I kept saying, can I have extra French fries?
No they cure go, for that,
no,
sir.
There is already French fries. I think it was 2 years ago, I did this joke where I went in. Because they're always so nice to me, especially right next to the Improv.
Right.
They're so good to me. They always hook me up. I go in there. They're like, free beers. Here's the Euro sandwich. So this joke, I go, can you give me a Primanti's Brothers sandwich, but I want French fries on the outside and a sandwich on the inside. That's it. So I go, you know, can you guys do that? Has anyone ever asked for that? And they said, no, no one's ever asked for that. I said, well, you guys can say, and the, you know, again, the cook is so funny. So, they sent it out. It was just this basket of fries. And I was like, where's the sandwich? And they go, oh, it's in there. And I go, okay. And so I looked through the fries. And they had put a little tiny two pieces of bread and a single piece of roast beef in the middle. And so they just give me a basket of fries with a tiny sandwich in the middle. And I said, Andy Warhol would be proud. It's such a funny
That's
piece
right.
of art. So, yeah. It's great. And all the food is good here. And when Kate comes in on Saturday, I think I'm going to take her to Mount Washington because the view's so beautiful.
Yeah, it's one of the best, man.
But, you know, she just, she and I always talk about how, you know, people say, oh, you know, you must go places with him sometimes, really fun places like you know, do you guys ever go to Hawaii? And I'm like, no, there's no comedy. Been to Pittsburgh. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, do you guys ever go to Miami? And yeah, we've been there and then South Beach and stuff. And they'll say, well, where else? Where are the fun places that, you know, you go with him? And she'll be like, Pittsburgh.
And quiet.
Like, yeah. Silence. Like, wait, what? Really? What? And she's like, oh, yeah, there's a mattress factory. And then we always go to, and, you know, we'll see. I don't think we're going to have time to do this, but we'll see a game sometime. She's like a big beer drinker. She's from Michigan. So she'll
and
just
go
slam.
Blue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not here.
Easy. Okay. Easy. No. Easy. I don't care.
Easy. Yeah, I know. We can tell from how you're dressed. That boy's got beer in his boots. You're wearing a fleece from 1990 Never. And I'm teasing right. I'm dressed like a teenager, got money.
It's okay. I always told Stoney he looked like a 90s pimp wearing that thing.
I do like that. If a 90s pimp had the money for an Apple Watch, that's Stoney.
I want to meet my hoe? Come on, let's go.
Oh, you want to meet my hoe? Because I've met my steps for the day.
That's what I'm talking
about. I met my exercise circle this afternoon. You got to see my stable.
TJ, you're always welcome here. Thanks for stopping by this morning.
Thank you so much. And I was wondering, what are the prices of your hoes? Well, it's not for me.
I understand.
But Kate likes to have a good time.
Look, if you have a coupon, you can take 25% off at the register with your Macy's card. So
you're backstage. We'll,
I think you take trade-ins for fleeces.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.